You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Jane Hatley and Dawana Little of Self Help Credit Union. Among other things, you ladies are part of a collective working on putting together the Bring It Home conference that's coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure, I'll start. This is Jane Hatley. The Bringing It Home Conference is an annual conference that we put on that has, as its subtitle always, Building a Local Economy for Everyone, with an emphasis on that last word. The theme this year is connecting the dots, working together for a stronger, more equitable economy. And we're real excited because we have such a great lineup this year. Our keynote speaker is Dina Hayes Green, who is with the Racial Equity Institute. She's one of the founders in Greensboro, and they are the amazing organization that does racial equity awareness training. A lot of people in town have been to their trainings, and Dina is our keynote. And then we have a whole host of other activities. Dawana, why don't you jump in with some of that?
We have panels. We have workshops early in the morning. So it'll start with an awesome breakfast by our caterers. In this event, we actually have a cornucopia caterers. So we have close to six caterers that'll be catering this event. We will provide breakfast and lunch. So we'll start the day with breakfast. And then we'll go into the actual conference with our welcome, and we'll open up with our first breakout session, which will be a workshop on money, and then a workshop on the built environment panel, which is really, really cool. Some Invest Health people will be helping with that workshop, and it's going to be really, really awesome to talk about some built environment projects and how to go about submitting those from another event that's coming up in October. Then we'll also have the Business for Business panel, which is our Latinx and African American panel of business owners, which is going to be awesome. We will also have our Youth Our Future panel, which is going to be really great, and it'll be youth group leaders, youth program leaders that'll be participating in that panel. And we have Word on the Street, which is a really, really awesome magazine. And it is actually an online magazine, and it's actually made by the youth. It's produced completely by youth, and it's for youth, and it's just talking about the issues, and it's specific to youth of color, which is really, really awesome because they actually get paid to do that. So I like ventures like that. And
they'll be performing some poetry or written material, right? Original material.
Yeah, and they'll actually be singing. They'll be doing some performances. So another panel that will be a part of this event is the leakage study that was done this year. It was commissioned by the city for a group called the New Economy Coalition, which is really, really awesome. They're really going to be revealing some of the results of that leakage study so that we can really see where the gaps are in our economy, where's it's room for expansion, how can we support businesses in expanding if they want to expand into some of these realms. It was really, really great information. But also the famous disparity study will be discussed as well at this event. So it's just an awesome opportunity to learn. It's a lot of things that's going on in Asheville. It's a lot of things that's going on around us in the general Western North Carolina region. So it's just a great opportunity to come out and learn, build awareness around the different things that's going on in Asheville.
And one of the great things that the leakage study shows is, let's say, you know, there's a real need for a certain type of service. It shows that there aren't any businesses providing that service here yet. And so that it constitutes an opportunity for an entrepreneur to start a business or to grow their business into that realm of service. So that's very exciting just to see all those different possibilities.
So it's going to be a great event. It's full of activities. At the end, we will wrap up with Dwayne Barton's Hood Huggers Tours. Don't forget to sign up for that. When you go onto the website, you can sign up for the actual Hood Huggers Tours on the Hood Huggers website or on through the Bringing It Home WesternNorthCarolina.org website. So please sign up and register It is a limited space event. It's going to be awesome. So please register for your tickets in advance. It is free. We want everyone to come out. It is not specific to business owners. This is for everybody. We're really having some great conversations, and we all can learn a lot from each other. So please come out and participate. It's going to be great.
So remind us again when and where.
It's Saturday, October 7th. Beginning at 8:30 with breakfast and lasting till 3:30, and it's at the YMI Cultural Center downtown, as well as at the Block Off Biltmore and Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. One thing that's important to know is that we will be providing childcare, transportation within the city limits, and Spanish language interpretation. So we want the conference to be as accessible to as many people as possible, which is also why it is free and open to the public. But it wouldn't be free without the amazing sponsors that have come out. This truly is a collaborative conference this year. So we have support from the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, AB Tech, Neighborhood Economics, the City of Asheville, the Cathedral of All Souls came in as a wonderful new sponsor this year. Buncombe County Health and Human Services, it's another one that joined us this year. Mountain BizWorks, Carolina Small Business Development Fund, Big Path Capital, Home Trust Bank, Community Action Opportunities, Natural Capital Investment Fund. All of these people, these organizations, these wonderful folks are what has made it possible for us to do this conference and to make it free to the public. Self-Help Credit Union is a nonprofit, and so without their support, we would not be able to have this annual conference. One that I left out is Asheville Housing Authority, that also was a supporter last year and has come in again this year. And then we have a bunch of in-kind supporters that have been wonderful to us, like the Aloft Hotel and Sheville Magazine, all of those. So, hola, Carolina. So if you come to the conference, just keep in mind that they're the reason that all of this is available to you for free, and I hope that a lot of you will come out and join us. And one part of the conference that I did want to bring attention to is that we're going to start off the conference with the wonderful Marisol Jimenez, who is going to talk about establishing common language, establishing group norms, so that right from the beginning, we all know we're on the same page in terms of we are trying to work together for more equitable local environment, local economy. And that's a critical emphasis of the conference. There will be times during the days, activities for people to network with folks who are in their own industry and as well as folks who are in a totally different line of work. And so the emphasis of the conference is let's come together, collaborate in order to make our local economy strong.
I was going to ask you, what does it mean to have a local economy for everyone? But just listening to the different types of services that you're providing, what I'm hearing is, everyone is young people, people who travel in all kinds of ways, maybe not necessarily with a car, people with children, people who don't all speak English. These are all things I'm hearing. I feel like the structure of the conference answers that question a little bit. But do you have more to add in terms of what it means to create a local economy for everyone?
For me, I think the exciting part of this event and being able to host this event and to really look at what a local economy for everyone looks like is looking at where we're currently at and historically where we have always been. And historically and currently, there are marginalized businesses, communities, people that we really need to bring recognition to. There are is a lot of businesses that are owned by people of color that may not have the awareness, people may not have the awareness about and may not know that they're doing the thing. There are a lot of organizations that are doing great work within our community that are led by people of color that might not get the funding that's needed to sustain, to really have the impact within these communities that needs to be had, or the business not getting the support from the community as a whole to sustain. So we over time we just seen a lot of clothes businesses of color. We've seen a lot of organizations that's not able to really have the impact that it could have within their respective communities. So this just gives the opportunity to really bring recognition to these organizations and these businesses and really start having that conversation to learn from each other of pros and cons, successes and losses, and really and how to recover from those losses. You know what I mean? To really start having that conversation, but while having that conversation to bring awareness to these businesses and this opportunity to support these businesses and these organizations.
And I think, you know, the Bringing Home Conference has always stressed in buying local, investing local, all of that. But what I think is very exciting about this particular year is to have these two panels of African-American-owned businesses, Latinx-owned businesses, to say, wait a minute, you know, there's a whole nother part of our economy that may not be getting the support it needs from all of us. And so to bring attention to those businesses and also to bring attention for them to each other, because I think the more that small businesses can support each other, the better chance. One of the things that everyone who comes to the conference will leave with is a resource guide to, and it's tailored to business, but a lot of the organizations that are listed on the resource guide are also can also just be helpful to individuals to know what free resources are out there in this community, and there are tons of them. So so that will be available both in English and Spanish.
People want to learn more about the conference, which I'm sure they do. How can they find out more online?
The website is bringingithomewnc.org, bringingithomewnc.org. And you do need to register in order to come because we need headcounts for the meals. And it is filling up fast, so I hope that you will take advantage and go to the website.